So there is one other issue I just want to ask you about, you know, briefly, and that's the Tier 6. Could you tell me something about, because I know there have been a lot of protests and rallies happening in the capital region, and I think the theme is fix Tier 6. What do they mean by fix Tier 6, and what is Tier 6?
Well, I'll a brief overview, Willie, okay. For those who aren't aware. When I became a state employee about 25 years ago, there was a pension plan called Tier 4. Now, initially, I'll back up a little bit. Initially, there was a Tier 1, a Tier 2, a Tier 3, and I was hired. I think it was I was a Tier 4. And what you would receive would be called a defined benefit plan. You could receive a pension from the state of New York, but it would be based on the number of years of state service, and then times the number of the average of your three highest earning years. So if you worked 20 years, and you made I'll just make it easy. If you worked 20 years, and you made $10,000 a year, you would get 40%. 20 times 2 of your highest earning years, if that's $10,000, so you'd get a pension of $4,000 a year. What happened under the Cuomo administration is he enacted a Tier 5 and Tier 6, so it's no longer a tier, it's no longer a defined benefit plan, it's a defined contribution plan. And whereas you used to be able to retire with 30 years of service at 55 or 60 with no penalty, this new Tier 6 would make you work to 63, and you... There is no defined benefit plan. You would be told how much you were going to get. You would put in all, like 3% of your pay over a course of 10 years, and when you retired at age 63, you would be told how much. Well, what's happened with this is when I was a state employee, people went to work for the state for less money. But the benefits were good, the health insurance and the pension. You know, a lot of people don't get a pension other than Social Security, which isn't really it's not really a pension per se. And what happened is this Tier 6, and it happened, you know, around the time of COVID, mm-hmm. or a little before, people started leaving state service, whether it be retiring or just because they didn't feel safe because of the COVID. Now the governor's saying we're short like over 12,000 titles, and they're trying to hire people. But what's going on with this Tier 6 now is that private companies are able to offer benefits and salaries that are not only comparable to state, but exceed what the state is paying their members or providing for their members, which has caused a problem. Because not only are we unable, the state, when I say we, I'm talking about the state, are unable to recruit new employees, we're unable to retain them as well, because what they're doing is, with the experience they have, a lot of people are going to the private sector because they can make more money and better benefits. Mm-hmm. We have incrementally chipped away at Tier 6, but there's still a lot of work to be done. I sat on a panel at a previous SOMOS, it was a SOMOS conference in Albany. That's the Hispanic legislators that I sat with. DC 37 asked me, Henry Garrido, who was the executive director, along with the TWU local 100 Richard Davis president, about talking about Tier 6. So Tier 6 has been going on for 12 years now, and existing employees feel cheated. We're trying to work with the legislator, because this is now a legislative issue. And we have a lot of supporters in the legislature, especially Robert Jackson, Senator Robert Jackson, who is not only a senator for downstate, but he's also a PEP member as well. So we continue to work, and we will continue to work to try to bring Tier 6 as well as Tier 5 back to where Tier 4 is, which would not only make it easier to recruit, but also to retain state employees who serve the citizens of the state of New York.
So are you saying that basically, I don't know if the state or the private sector, they want to kind of privatize their retirement system.
Well, I don't know that it so much wants to privatize it. It's just that Like I said, there are a lot of people that work in the private sector that never will get a pension. They rely on their Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
But this tier six is specific to the public employees, and isn't it? They want to privatize it. It's just that they think you're saving the state taxpayers' money, but they're really not. What's happened is because of those short work, the smaller workforce, mm-hmm. there's more overtime. In 2022, the state spent over $1.3 billion to fund 22 million hours of overtime by state workers. And by, if you're saying by privatizing business or by privatizing functions that the state perform, the state has continuously shown that the state employees can perform this work less expensive and better than the private sector. So when people say privatization mm-hmm. saves money, that's a fallacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what's the pulse of the government? The governor. What is her position? Have y'all spoken to her?
Well, I believe the governor is sympathetic to our concerns. President Spence has communications regularly with the governor and her staff. But as I stated previously, I believe this is something that needs to be legislatively, and so we need sponsors in both the Assembly and the Senate to promote our concerns and to legislate to try to correct this injustice to state employees.
And I noticed so all the public service unions are involved with this issue, right?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're this is NYSCOBA, which are corrections officers, UUP, which are university professors, CSEA, the Civil Service Employees International Association. All are in the same boat. All public employees are in the same boat with Tier 6. Mm-hmm.
So, basically, could the community do anything to aid y'all in this struggle?
All I can say is that, once again, the thing about unions and business, business might have the money, but union has the people, and we're working with a number of issues, not just Tier 6, but we're working with the community on SUNY Downstate. They're trying to close SUNY Downstate Hospital in Brooklyn. We have a number of issues, but like everything else, we're trying to just inform the community about what's going on, because ultimately the community pays taxes and they fund the federal government. And if we're coming out and showing you with documentation why this does not save the taxpayer money, it would actually cost you more, then hopefully taxpayers will rise up and say, let's do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. And will it be one of the issues that probably you will bring out at the wellness fair too for the community to know about?
I'm sure that there will be information available, but primarily this is not about PATH. This is about the members of the community, and that's why it's a wellness fair and it's not a PATH information booth. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, a lot of community people who might be going working for the state.
I'll be there. Other officers will be there as well. There'll be all sorts of PATH. We'll be represented there. So, and we will have our PATH. We'll have our PATH logo stuff on. So, if anybody has any questions, we're more than happy to answer those as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Joe. Those are the basic things I really want to ask you. I know. Last year was a real good season for union organizing. And before I let you go, I just want to know, is there anything else you would like to say, in reference to what's going on or to the community?
Well, we continue to work not only for our members, as I said before, but for the residents of the state of New York, because those are the people that we serve. And the only thing I would say, I appreciate the time, the airtime with you, Willie. It's always good talking to you.
Right.
And I just once again remind people, it's going to go 9-3 this Saturday at the Albany Armory, the Washington Avenue Armory in Albany. Come on down, bring the kids, get a book. It'll be a fun day. I'm sure everybody will enjoy themselves.
All right. And again, Joe, thank you for that information and for this interview. And it's always good to let the community understand why the union is important. So thank you again.
We try to bring everybody up with us, too.
All right. All right. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Willie. Have a good day.
All right.